Africa, where many believe man had his very beginning. Africa, where the most unbelievable but true stories originate. Tonight, in Beyond Midnight, we present The 13th Elephant.
Beyond Midnight.
Robert Bryant and John Younger were hunters, or so they were pleased to style themselves. The year was 28. Europe and North America were swamped in jazz, racketeering, money, breadlines, and starvation. It was, as always, an unfair world, where the poor rubbed shoulders with the rich in the hope that something would rub off on them. To Bryant and Younger, though, beginning their careers as hunters of elephant in Kenya, the not-so-gay 20s and the big, bright cities of the world might just as well have been on the moon.
Oh, no, I was born here. Brady, I know Kenya, I know the native, and I know elephants. And Bob's darn near as good. Now, you'd be far better employing us, Mr. Copplestone. Far better employing us than the Honorable Charles St. John Spencer. Now, I'm telling you, Mr.
How many elephants have you shot, Mr. Younger?
A fair number. A fair number. You know, up in the Aberdares.
How many, Mr. Younger?
Well, I've never kept count, actually.
Well, roughly, I mean. Actually, the nearest 100, let's say, and not the nearest elephant.
How many would you say, Bob?
Mm-hmm. How many?
Hmm.
Ooh, devil of a lot.
Ah, you can say that again.
You both seem curiously reluctant to commit yourself.
We're both good shots, Mr. Copplestone.
Oh, of that I have no doubt. I saw you shoot at Nakuru, Mr. Younger. I was impressed.
Huh.
You took away second prize, I believe. Very good. The first was won by Charles St. John Spencer. But, of course, you needn't allow that to worry you.
I don't. I won't.
So, the point is, government want the best man, or men, for the job at the most reasonable price. So far, Nairobi's had about 20 headmen from Gwishu and the outlying districts complaining that the elephants are bashing up their crops and their shambles and nothing is being done about it. Well, they're right, of course. Nothing has been done about it. Until now, that's where you come in. Now, quite frankly, Spencer asked too much. What will you charge?
Oh, you mean you'll employ us to go to Gwishu?
Well, it depends on how much you charge, doesn't it? Quite frankly, my old son, I don't really care who goes. I shan't be here when you come back. I'm off to England. 4 months. Shouldn't be surprised if I never come back. So there it is.
Good
simple as that.
Right you are, Ben. Now, that's splendid. All that remains is to decide on the price per head for Jumbo, and then we can pack our bags for Nguishu.
To them, the government's commission to rid the Gwishu district of marauding tuskers was merely an offer that would enable them to carry on drinking and enjoying Nairobi's nightlife on their return. It did not turn out like that at all, though.
The truck of the falls.
Mm, good. I don't mind being hot in the bush, but I object when I'm cooped up in a stinking motor car. You know, I'm convinced there's petrol leaking, isn't it?
Well, you better put that cigar out then.
Yeah.
No, not out there. There might be some back on the road. We get to Nguishu more quickly than we bargained for then.
course, I suppose Spencer would carry a full compliment. Cook, you know, bottle washer, personal valet, first and second trackers, and their boys, half a dozen gun bearers.
Even his gun bearers have gun bearers.
Yeah. Reckon we can have another gin, don't you?
One. And that must be it. It'd be horrible to run out. I wonder how long it'll be before we catch up with the elephant.
Dunno. Tell you one thing, though. When we do, we'll only need an hour. Or less. Two guns.
We'll get the villagers to help once it's all over.
Great shame. The government won't let us keep the tusks.
Oh, yeah, that's a snag. There's always a snag. They employ us to shoot the jumbos, which we do. We leave the carcasses around the village. People cut out the tusks and cover them up. They eat the meat and think the government's marvellous for showering food on them.
Food that's been killing their brothers, their uncles, their sisters, their mothers.
Yes, quite. And then government comes and takes away the tusks.
Which pay for what they have to dole out to us.
With a lot left over.
Look, I'll visit John, that whenever government makes a bargain, in the long run, it never has to pay for anything. Somehow, it always covers itself.
Government always wins.
Yeah.
It's like Kafka.
Like who?
Kafka.
Eh?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Mjerogi.
What?
Lala.
Jubun. Tabi Yishimoto. Jubun. Natara Lala Mjerogi.
5 days, 5 campfires, and 48 miles later, their tempers were not so good.
Great empty plains of Africa. Look at them.
Well, I never expected to find them within the first couple of days, Bob.
Neither did I, new mate, neither did I. But it's 6 days tomorrow. I mean, the jumbo's been creating plenty bad medicine and breaking legs besides. Suddenly they just disappear. Ask Tinkerbell.
Ask him what?
To Quenda, jolly fast, down to that village and ask where the blasted elephant are.
Oh, they won't know anything.
Well, I mean, it's something, isn't it?
They never seem to know anything.
Well, the last place showed plenty of evidence of elephants, didn't it? Three huts, matchwood. Maybe it's like pulp.
Yes. Are they new graves?
Yet they're so unhelpful. They complain to the authorities, and yet when they...
Well, their headmen do. Their chiefs do. They're a little more civilized, they know. And the people are... Well, they're sort of superstitious. To them, the elephant's sort of... Well, sacred almost. It's Shari Amungu. What must be, sort of thing. Yeah, God wishes it. Only the headmen realize that... If ever their people are going to amount to anything, they must be stopped from just submitting to everything that happens to them.
Mm.
They must fight back.
Yeah, well, all I want to do is to find Jumbo, kill him, get back to Nairobi and...
Yeah, that's where we come in.
Back to Nairobi and... The governor's daughter is, I think, the most beautiful creature I've ever seen.
Well, Mummy and Daddy aren't going to allow her to have much to do with you, old son.
Oh?
Allow me to inform you on that topic.
I don't know. Famous white hunter might have a chance.
What, Spencer, you mean?
Oh, to the devil with Spencer. Me! At 25, there's all the time in the world. This trip is a beginning. And after all, I still have a record buffalo, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's very impressive. I think they have other ideas for their daughter, Bob. Jirogi. Rodin, ladies' college in Oxford, and then marriage to a lord. Or if a lord isn't available.
Yeah, why not?
Ah, Jirogi. Get down there and have a chinwag with a village headman.
Jubun.
Tell him we've only found old spoor, but we know the Tembos are around here somewhere.
Jubun.
Tell him there'll be meat, and plenty of it, once our guns bang.
The old native was away for nearly 4 hours. By the time he returned, where the two Europeans were hiding up from the sun of the middle of the day, the cicadas had ceased their shrilling, and there was a lull. Over the bush. An interval before the night chorus. A time of silent tuning up. Jirogi returned as quietly as he'd gone.
Well, old man?
Took long enough. Where'd you go? Nairobi?
Jembo. He's seen one 3 nights ago.
Three? Well, that was when we...
Yes?
Jembo in the midis. Smash the midis. But now...
Yeah?
They're not here, Bana. They have gone.
We know that, you blithering
idiot.
They're
quiet.
It's Tembo Quend. Because government look for them. They know. No government look for them.
They know, do they? They're mighty clever elephants.
Dubon. Clever Tembo. Bewitched Tembo.
Bewitched Tembo, my Aunt Fanny's mighty. Listen.
No, all right, all right.
There is one thing that you must do, Connor. One thing.
6 days? They must be on roller skates.
Talk with Cabwere, Connor.
Cabwere?
Do, the doctor. Many, many consult him. He is so wise. He will know.
Know what? What will Cabwere know, Jorogi?
Cabwere will know if it is the wise thing for my Bwana to look for this elephant.
I think we ought to hop back into the forest. Where is he? Cabwere, how far?
He will come tomorrow to the village.
Oh, how tomorrow are your kind of tomorrow, all right. Tomorrow we'll see Cabwere. You're not going to start believing in this black magic, Makari, Jonah. Look, I think...
Look, if you can think of a better plan, Bob, please inform me of it. We've been out 6 days. We banked on being back in 10. We haven't even found the jumbo
yet. How long is it going to take to talk with this blasted old witch doctor, eh?
Oh, half a day. Tomorrow morning, Jorogi?
Tomorrow morning, Bwana.
Place of dogs and scrawny chickens, a place of pot-bellied children, pipe-smoking old women with mere sightless eyes. The men, and Jorogi explained, were away working in the shambles or cutting wood. The village was a poor one. There seemed to be no women, no young women. Again, and Jorogi informed the white men that a raid several years previously by a tribe from the north had depleted the village of women under 40. They waited until the sun climbed high in the sky, waited and scratched. Cursed. But the ancient king, the witch doctor, came near noon and squatted in the shade, close by the chief's hut.
Bwana, Cabwere say the money must be put on the ground in front of him. If the money is not put there, Cabwere, he says his wisdom will remain locked within him.
Sure it will. Look, John, we're wasting our time, you know.
We'll carry on now we're here.
What's the matter? Nothing. Nothing. Here, I'll talk to you, man, if you must.
Wiping his forehead, stepping aside and seeking some kind of shade, Robert Bryant had glanced up at the sun. Temple lay blinded. He had shaken his head and closed his eyes. He had seen in the glare of the sun brown, trampled bush, and on the bush, bloodied, broken, himself, the life gone from him. A premonition. Did Robert Bryant see into the future? Who could say? Younger couldn't. Not then. The sun beat down upon them. Chickens scratched. What more aimless life could a creature live than that of a chicken? However, the fact remains, the sun shone and the chicken scratched and a few dogs yapped and grumbled. And Cabwere blinked and glanced with satisfaction at the coins John Younger had cast at his feet. Brian shook his head again and the vision, if vision it was, vanished. Instead, it was just the heat haze and the dribbling sweat and the dogs and the chickens.
You will wait in your camp for 3 days. 3 days. Then you will go to the big swamp. Big swamp. And there the temple will be.
Oh, wait, just wait, 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 patience.
There was vitality and strength in the old face. The nose was well formed, ruined, of course, by a great black wart, but well shaped all the same. The eyes were widely spaced. The hands were most impressive. They were big and very black. The nails long like a mandarin's.
You will, white men, go to the swamp. There the elephant is. You will kill, shoot, 12 only. 12, and not more. Remember these words of mine. 12, not more. It will not be good to kill more. These 12 is the ones who is doing harm. So, do not kill more. Rise early on the third day from now, and do as I, Kabwere, is said to you. I have spoken.
And Kabwere was suddenly a very old and very unimportant little man. Younger and Bryant left the village and made camp for the night higher up, where it was cooler, and where the mosquitoes were not so vicious or so plentiful.
So we're just going to sit here, are we? Sit here and wait. For what? Eh? For 3 days to go? So we can go to a swamp somewhere and shoot elephant an old fool like Kabwere says, are there?
Have you a better suggestion?
Yeah. Frankly, I have. Either push on our own or scram back to Nairobi.
I honestly can't think what I would do in Nairobi just at the moment. I've got no money, and neither I would hazard a guess, have you? So you'd stand less of a chance than ever with the governor's daughter. Fancy a spot of hunting, old son? Hmm? In 3 days' time?
In order? No, I haven't any money. I agree, without that annoying but necessary little commodity, no, I wouldn't have much of a chance with the governor's daughter, Christine. And, all right, yeah, I do fancy a spot of hunting. But let's be serious, shall we? We don't want to wait 3 days, John, hmm? I mean, there isn't much point, is there?
There's every point in the world, old son. For one thing, it's very hot in the daytime, and for another, there's absolutely no chance of finding the jumbo before 3 days.
Why?
Because Kabwere said so.
Oh, you believe that flea-ridden bag of bones?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's intuition, perhaps, but I'm inclined to believe him. Belief is the basis of all faith, and I think I believe him. Something up here says we on our own will not find any jumbo to shoot for pennies.
Look, the magic man had better be right, that's all I say. Otherwise we'll have wasted 3 days.
Ah, there's still 2 bottles of gin.
Ooh, things are looking up.
He had sensitive hands.
Did he? Glad you thought so.
You didn't?
No, not particularly. Thought they looked like the hands of a man who'd spent his life washing in blood and had given up in his old age trying to scrub them pink again.
That's curious.
What?
Turn of phrase.
Yeah. Would have been a writer. Hmm?
I'm glad you aren't.
Hmm? Why?
Couldn't bear to think of you starving. Bed?
Yeah, I suppose so.
After gin, though.
Naturally.
Drogi, there's a gin tapadali.
Oh, Petey.
That was very good. Drogi.
The Bwana's gun is a good gun.
Should have been an elephant.
But no Bwana. One more day.
One more day. I hate shooting to eat. I only approve of shooting for money.
There's a big mouthful of gin for you, Njirogi, if you skin that gazelle before we get down there.
Jew, buddy. Jew.
I'd go down there and skin the thing for a mouthful of gin.
Well, there's about a couple of tops left for each of us, and that's it.
The old man?
He has one of mine.
Oh. I only hope Kabwere knew what he was talking about, that's all. It's my life we're wasting. Could have been in the Norfolk. Probably married Christine off by now.
Well, if they've any sense, they will have.
Ah, can you imagine what Mombasa must be like now? That little cove about 12 miles up from... What's the matter?
What?
What's the matter, Bob? Bob! What is it? It's not malaria, is it? You haven't caught...
No, I'm absolutely A1. Perfect. Just perfect.
Perfect? Robert Bryant wasn't perfect. Not perfect, no. In the glare of the sun and the wavering brown and green of the elephant grass, he'd seen himself again. Himself crushed and broken, with a black swarm of flies drinking his blood. Now, what is it, man?
Nothing. It's nothing. It's heat, I expect. I think I'll lie down.
Yeah. Yes, sleep.
Yeah.
Bwana.
Huh?
Tomorrow is the day of the elephant.
Yes, tomorrow.
We will hunt before it is light.
Hmm.
The Bwana Bob is not sick.
Are you asking me or telling me? No, he's not sick, he's just exhausted.
There is something about the Bwana Bob's eyes. A thing I, Jirogi, cannot like. The Bwana Bob and the Bwana John, they will not say, "Oh no, this Tembo tomorrow. We do not wish to kill."
Of course not yet, 12. Why should we?
That is good. 12, Bwana.
12?
Cabreri say 12 only, no more.
I'm quite aware what Cabreri said. If we find 12, we'll shoot 12. Don't you worry about that. 12 on this trip would suit us very well.
Cabreri said badness. Death in the sun. If the white men, they kill more.
Now listen, you old reprobate. The white man's word is his bond. When did the white man last lie to you, Ndorogi, huh?
White men say... what they say... Yes, Bwana, but...
That's nothing. If all your people remembered that the truth matters here in the bush, Nairobi, anywhere, this would be a far easier, happier, and prosperous country.
The Bwana may trust Ndorogi.
No, the Bwana may trust Ndorogi.
Dear,
but the Bwana can't trust Ndorogi's third cousin, or his aunt, or his father's brother, or his father's brother's wife and seven totos, huh?
Jirogi's thinking.
Well?
Jirogi's thinking he maybe cannot trust the Bwana's third cousin, or the Bwana's aunt, or the father's brother's wife also.
Oh, get to bed. We're out first light tomorrow. I want a sparkling iron spool reader.
Dear Bwana, 12 elephant Bwana.
Yeah, you'll feel my boot behind you in a minute.
They rose before dawn. And when the sky lightened and the first hint of the heat to come made Bob Bryan glance nervously to the horizon, they were already a good many miles toward their objective. They headed northwest to the area of swamp known as Mababane. Midday. They reached the outer edges of the swamp just after 3 o'clock that afternoon. By 4, Ndorogi, never hesitating, had led them 2 miles into the swamp, which was dry and brown from drought.
Yes, Tembo Bwana.
They were there. Oh, yes. The old men of the jungles from time immemorial. Grey-brown, mud-caked from some unknown waterhole. The old men waiting for their deaths. Death came. It was as if the beasts had expected the death that came out of the bush. It was as if they had gathered in the place of the swamp to await the end of their days. They died and sank, saluting the heavens and their ancestors and the unborn generations as they died.
Jirogi, how many?
11, Bwana. 11 have died.
4, Bob, that's a lot. That's a lot.
John Younger grinned, wiped his hands on the seat of his pants after handing the elephant gun to Jirogi, and then turned towards his friend. The bull elephant that had emerged from the western side of the swamp weirdest he'd ever seen. The tusks belonged to an elephant of legend, or a member of the herds that roamed the forests a century before. Younger looked at Bryant. That man's eyes were riveted on the bull, the elephant of all elephants. The beast regarded the men solemnly across the carnage of the dead herd. Robert Bryant's gun swung slowly up to his shoulder, and he lined up for the shot that would bring the greatest bull Kenya had ever known crashing to the swamp floor.
No! We've got 12!
But the bull came on. Bryant had not moved. Bryant stood almost as the herd had stood. At the last moment, he glanced rapidly at the sun. No one was ever able to ask him what he saw in the sun. There was no one who could now recognize Robert Bryant as a man. The bull had seen to that. It turned, looked at the remaining white man, and the black man sank to its knees and died.
You will kill. Shoot 12 only. 12 and no more. It will not be good to kill more. These 12 is the ones who is doing harm. So, do not kill more.
Beyond Midnight.